Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brant Rose, and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, July 17th, 2014. We are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We also stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we have the program available usually within about an hour or so of its conclusion on the buckmastershow.com website, so you can listen to the program on your schedule. We'll get things going with Rick Grinnell. Rick will join us to talk about the new ownership of the folks who want to develop the Rosemont Mine. 20 minutes past the hour, it's Dr. David Levy, world-renowned comet discoverer. And then get your questions ready on nutrition. Jack Chalom, who is the nutrition reporter, will be with us to talk about living a healthy life. Buckmaster Show Live Line 790-2040. Our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. We invite you to check it out and become a friend of our program by just hitting the friend button and joining the troops here who support the Buckmaster Show. Well, Hud Bay, a Toronto, Ontario, Canada-based company, mining company, now controls the proposed Rosemont copper mine in the Santa Rita Mountains south of Tucson. Hud Bay was successful in its takeover bid of the Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Augusta Resource Company that had really started the whole groundwork and the push for the mine. I think it's about 7 years ago. Rick Grinnell is with me in studio. Rick is vice president of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition, and he was a consultant for Augusta for about 3 years. Rick, how are you?
I'm grand, my friend. How are you?
Very good, and it's serendipitous. Our planning to have you on the show today, Rosemont and Augusta announcing yesterday pretty much that the transition has now begun with Hud Bay taking over Augusta. So what can you tell us about what are some of your thoughts about what we can expect here?
Well, first of all, the project is actually into its eighth year since the original in mining plan of operation was the beginning. And what's very important for people to understand, the mining plan of operation doesn't change. Rosemont Copper is still an Arizona corporation doing business in Arizona as a company to develop the mine. The project is, it's sort of what in the military we call the change of command.
Uh-huh.
All right, the mission doesn't change. Leadership at the top does, but the mission itself doesn't change. So there's not going to be any new injections of any kind of changes or anything to the mining plan of operation. What the law is and what the plan that has been submitted and that will be finally approved is the same plan that's basically been modified, updated during this whole process. So that's number one. Number two, Hud Bay is a mining company with substantial assets available to them. And unfortunately, the delays in this project caused the board of directors of Augusta to say, you know what, we've run our course, let somebody else take it to the finish line. And the acquisition was a negotiation. I find a little bit harsh sometimes because basically these are big companies that do big business, and this is a sort of a practice of getting to a point where there's compromise and an agreement. So in that regard, it's been a very healthy, responsible acquisition and transition is beginning. Hud Bay has, been in town, and they've been educating themselves. They've done their due diligence. They know this project. They have an open pit mine project down in Peru that they are really coming to, getting ready to complete. So this project as it is pretty much is going to stay the same.
Rick Grinnell is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. So in your opinion, Rick Grinnell, the project will eventually come to fruition?
Unless somebody changes the laws. Now, there's the process and the mitigation with the 404, the Corps of Engineers thing. Rosemont has met or exceeded every legal requirement, including environmental concerns, lighting, water, all these issues that has continually seemed, these endangered species that I find I've never even heard of, and most people will never even see. But the law, the Corps of Engineers is doing their due diligence. The Forest Service is doing theirs. Rosemont is doing theirs. The mitigations are being negotiated between, way above my pay grade. So, that's all being done. At the end of the day, there, I have no doubt, unless somebody changes the law, this project will come to fruition, and I expect to see some positive news coming out of the government by the end of the year at the latest.
And Hudbay certainly is a company with really deep pockets.
Right now they are, you know, showing about $700 million in cash.
And that's a huge project they've got in Peru.
That's a huge project in Peru, and that will come online. That will produce additional resources. I don't know what their modus operandi as far as things, but they right now it's in the hands of the Forest Service, the Corps of Engineers, and Rosemont, and the mitigation is being discussed.
All right, let's go to Dan. Dan is up first today on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Dan, go ahead. You're with Rick Grinnell.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us who are natives to Arizona for many years have gotten accustomed to drinking good fresh water. Now they tell us that we're going to have to be drinking recycled sewer water while your mine is going to be drinking water straight out of the aquifer, going to be using our fresh water, while we're drinking sewer water. Some of us really are unhappy about that. Don't you mind?
Well, I think, first of all, sir, I think you're being badly the issue is being badly misrepresented by the opposition. You're not going to be drinking recycled sewer water. Number two, that aquifer over there has been drawn down by the pecan fields almost 4.5 times the amount of water that Rosemont Copper will use. Number three, Rosemont or Augusta, and it's continuing in this transition, there's a CAP water line that will help bring water down to that region that without that investment by private investment, not government and taxpayer investment, without that investment, that southern Arizona area of Green Valley, Sahuarita, and that particular well region is going to be a beneficiary. We up here in Tucson have been drinking a blend of CAP and well water for the last almost 15 years. And believe me, I was in the middle of these water discussions in the middle 90s, and it was not a very clear sight. And what happened is exactly what's happening now. Incomplete, inappropriate information is being disseminated by people who want to basically emotionalize and use this valuable resource we have to exaggerate the facts. Number two, what is very important, Rosemont, is part of their mining plan of operation, has also worked diligently on making sure that they recycle and maximize every drop of water that they have coming out of that particular well field. I think at the end of the day, I think people will come to realize that a lot of the hysteria that's being elevated by the opposition is nothing more than just that negative hysteria.
Rick Grinnell is with us. Rick is the Vice President of the Southern Arizona Business Coalition. Quickly, Rick, what is the Southern Arizona Business Coalition?
We started the Southern Arizona Business Coalition in support of the mining industry as well as other industrial development that will help bring good, sustainable, responsible development to Southern Arizona. We're a little unique, and we're not a big chamber type of organization. We're very focused on our goal of making sure the mining industry in Southern Arizona is huge, and yet we failed to acknowledge the value that we bring, and as a result, the value of ASARCO, the value of Freeport-McMoRan, the jobs, the economic stability, the mere fact that this Rosemont project is going to produce 10% of the nation's copper is a very significant amount of copper. And I just left the VA hospital, and one of the discussions that's been going on is utilizing copper inside the surgical units because of its antibacterial components.
Properties, yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot to be said for the value of our mining, the resource. And if we don't mine it here, and if we don't appreciate what we can do with we have the EPA, we have the Corps of Engineers, the Forest Service, we have the most stringent regulations in the world. And if we, you know, we cannot manage the rest of the world's negative impacts on the environment, but we can manage our own. And it's a lot easier to take care of business at home and keep our jobs and keep our economy strong. And finally, I'll close with this. I'm a disabled veteran. When you look at the amount of ores and metals and minerals that are being utilized by the United States military to protect our freedoms, people would be astounded. And we need to make sure that we protect our own security so that we can enjoy the freedoms of constructive debate.
Okay, Rick Grinnell, we do thank you very much for your service. You have had some issues, and you've gotten good care at the VA here locally?
VA's been,
I mean,
they've been very good.
Have a pretty good reputation. The Tucson VA has a really good reputation.
It has a great reputation, yeah. And we're building a new Fisher House out here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someday you'll invite us back to talk about that.
That's quickly, what is that, the Fisher House?
It's basically, it's a home away from home for families of veterans and military, and there's 61 homes around the U.S., one in Germany and one in England. And Southern Arizona VA was selected as Arizona's first Fisher House, and it allows the families to stay home free of charge and be close to their loved ones. Extended stays of anywhere from 10 days to 30 days, and these people, they get to stay there and be close to their loved ones. And I will tell you, having that benefit of having my family close has been, you know, the mental recovery is probably more stressful than the physical recovery.
Right. So Fisher House, when are they going to get that going?
We've already started our fundraising campaign of $3 million, and we're going to hopefully break ground next year.
Where would it be located?
Right on the VA campus.
On the campus itself.
South 6th Avenue.
Well, good. We learn something every day here on the Buckmaster Show. So Fisher House, that's going to be the big project you're going to be pushing for, too.
That's a real personal passion for me.
Well, Rick Grinnell, thank you very much, and it's good to see you, and thank you for being a supporter of the program. Thanks a lot.
It's good to be seen, my friend. Be well. Rose, thank you for your support, my friend.
Thanks a lot. Rick Grinnell with us on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back with world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate, mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Well, 21 now on the Buckmaster Show. Let's go to Vail, Arizona now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science and former science editor of Parade Magazine. He's now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has 23 comets to his credit, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David, how are you today?
I'm very well, Bill, and good to talk with you. I wanted to add that yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the first impact, so we are celebrating the first impact of the of Shoemaker-Levy 9 onto Jupiter that took place all those years ago.
Hard to believe. 20 yeah. years ago. David, do you keep a list of all of the every object that you have kind of logged and seen in the sky?
Yes, I do. I have it in a observing log, which I've been keeping since 1959, so well over 50 years, and that log is now online. So anybody could look at it by going to the website of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, www.rasc.ca, and they can see it there.
You've got some. I was going to say you've got some real treasures on the list.
Yes, they are. Comet discoveries, eclipses, all kinds of interesting things that took place during the long years that I've been observing.
And the observing during the season of the summer thunderstorms can be a little problematic for you, can't it?
Well, not so much now, but it was when I was a child. Can I tell you the story?
Sure.
Yeah, I was, when I was a kid, I had a temper that I found very hard to control, not like now. And so I remember one day in August 1962, I rode up to the summit of the town that I was living in Westmount in Canada. And I set the typewriter up underneath a tall tree in the woods that were part of a park called Summit Park. And I was typing a chapter in my book at the time. I've been writing books for a long time. And the book was called An Encyclopedia of the Universe, and I have the particular page open right here. And I was typing the, says an upside down U, typing the rules for determining orbits of double stars, which I still find difficult all these years later. And then after the node, that is the horizon zero and 180 degrees, and W for the plane angle of the true orbit between that node and the point of periastron. Now, Bill, after I got to typing the word of, just before periastron, my typewriter broke.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't type anymore. And so what I did was I had one of my little childhood temper tantrums. I yanked the sheet out of the paper, tearing it, and took the typewriter and slammed it into the tree.
Oh, no.
And it had such a good sound when it hit the tree that I did that several times.
Well, I can't. You're such a mild-mannered guy here in my experience interviewing you on the radio and on TV. I had no idea you had kind of an emotional side to you as a kid, certainly.
Well, I did. And months later, my father brought the typewriter in to get repaired, and he sent me a letter. He said, David, whatever did you do to your typewriter? It cost me $50 to repair it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the end of the story is that I calmed down, brought the typewriter home. The next day, I rode back up to the same spot with my mom's typewriter, put the torn page back into the carriage, and finished by typing the word periastron and continued the page. And that page is still a part of the first major book that I've written in my life.
How many books have you written? 30 or something? 35?
It's 36 right now.
Wow.
But that one doesn't count because these are 36 that eventually got published.
David, what should we look for in the sky with the summer meteor showers?
Well, there is the Delta Aquarids that are coming up at the end of July, so next week we should be able to see them. And they should start becoming visible after the weekend. In August, we have the Perseids, which are the summer's largest meteor shower. However, this year, the meteors will be blocked a lot by the full moon and, of course, clouds of the summer storms. But I'm going to try to get them anyway. And so it should be a lot of fun to try to see.
And a comet that comes very close to Mars this fall.
Yeah, comet sighting spring is something you want to get to look at. It is far in the southern sky now, but brightening rapidly. But as the comet gets further north, it'll go into the southwestern sky and in September pass within a few thousand miles of the surface of Mars. It's not going to collide with Mars, but it's going to pass very close to the surface of Mars and could actually interact with some of the orbital spacecraft that are there right now. So there is a cause for caution there, although there won't be a collision.
All right, Comet discovered. Dr. David Levy, we're still keeping our fingers crossed that you will get that elusive two dozen, 24 comets to your credit.
Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen, but I'm still looking, still hoping.
I still can't believe it's been 20 years already, huh, since Shoemaker-Levy 9.
I remember that, yeah. Mm. I remember how exciting that night was in the Space Telescope Science Institute when Heidi Hamill broke into our news conference with the first Hubble pictures. It was just something I will never forget.
Has anything come close to topping that moment?
Probably not. I would say that day was the most significant day of my life, next to my getting married to Wendy.
Yeah. I guess so. All right, David, thank you very much. We'll talk to you in August. Thanks a lot.
Okay, and thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot. David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show. 790-2040, 790-2040. We're going to talk in the next half hour about wellness and nutritional supplements. 790-2040 for Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. He'll be happy to answer your questions right after this on the Buckmaster Show.
Washington. Wreckage of a passenger plane is scattered across a wide area in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say the Malaysia Airlines plane, 295 people on board, was shot down as it flew over the country today. Both the government and the pro-Russian separatists deny shooting at the plane. The aircraft had been on a flight from Amsterdam to Malaysia. President Obama says the U.S. is offering any assistance possible to determine what happened to the jetliner and why. President says the U.S. also working to determine whether any Americans were on board the airliner. The Obama administration says Israel should do more to prevent civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. On Wall Street, stocks still in negative territory. The Dow is now down about 130 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Heel! No, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training. Because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:36 on this Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, State Senator Steve Farley. Good time to have Senator Farley. 1 week before the grand opening of the modern streetcar, Steve Farley had talked and worked for a long time to get transportation like the modern streetcar going in downtown Tucson. So that'll be interesting to talk with him tomorrow at 12:04. But right now, let's welcome Jack Chalom. Jack is based here in Tucson, and we're delighted to have him. He is our Buckmaster Show nutrition contributor. He is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers, and he is a best-selling author. He has more than 20 books to his credit, including The Inflammation Syndrome and his book, latest book, No More Fatigue. And Jack, it's always good to see you, and serendipitous to have you on the show today.
Yes, it is.
If anyone took a look at the front page of the Arizona Daily Star, the headline, Scary Reactions to Heart Drug Niacin Reported. And a lot of people take niacin supplements, so now they're wondering, what the heck?
You're right, Bill, and I take niacin. I've been taking it for years. Let's start with just a brief background. Niacin is one of the forms of vitamin B3. It's an essential nutrient. We need it to make energy in our bodies. I knew the doctor. He died at age 92. He was the one who co-discovered the cholesterol-lowering effect of niacin back in 1955. Mm. And it's been used successfully since then to lower the bad cholesterol and raise the good cholesterol. These two studies that were published this morning in the New England Journal of Medicine, I really see as kind of a smear job. And it amazes me that so many physicians look at something like this uncritically, and then our journalistic brethren really don't have a grasp of the medical and nutritional science to really interpret what's going on here. And both studies combined niacin with a drug that has an anti-flushing effect.
So you don't get all red and flushed.
Right, and that's a typical side effect of niacin. But these studies used a time-release niacin, which is, you know, it's available in drug stores over the counter, at health food stores. It's available as a prescription item. The whole time-release niacin product, I've been skeptical of since day one because it tends to have more side effects aside from the flushing compared with regular plain old niacin. You know, when a person starts taking niacin, like I did some years back, you have this, maybe 30 to 60 minute flush and the sort of itchy feeling. Mm-hmm. It's caused by the release of histamine. This decreases as you keep taking niacin. But again, it's the time release version that seems to be more problematic. And then, you know, these studies really didn't tease out what was causing these negative effects. Was it the niacin? Was it the drug? Was it the combination? So these are not, in my estimation, really clean studies about niacin, because you've got this drug as a major confounder.
And it's, we should point out, this is the prescription versions of niacin, not the niacin that you buy at the health food store.
That's correct, but the big difference is the studies use the time release form. Mm. And the health food stores sell both the time release and the original form, which basically gets into your system immediately. And again, I sort of see this as kind of a medical nutritional smear job.
Well, perhaps you disagree with Jack. Perhaps you're taking niacin. I'd like to hear from you. 790-2040. This is the kind of story, though, Jack, that people read, and if they don't really delve into it, they may shy away from something that potentially could help them.
Exactly. And this is why an article like this in a major medical journal is really just not serving the public's need for information. And then again, as I said, our counterparts in the newspaper business really just didn't do a good job analyzing and reporting this study. Not all niacin is the same.
What were the so-called scary side effects that these doctors reported?
Well, some of them were, here's another difference between the reality and the headline, Bill. The news story said there is an increase in heart disease risk among the people taking niacin with the drug. When you look at the actual journal article, the researchers state very clearly that the difference was not statistically significant. You look at the newspaper article, and one doctor is quoted as saying, this increases the risk of death by one in every 200 people. Well, you know, you're looking at 0.5%. And this is very fuzzy from a statistical standpoint and from a real world standpoint. Some of the other side effects, basically upset tummy. That's the most common side effect from anything people take, whether it's a vitamin supplement or a drug. So that can apply to aspirin. It can apply to anything.
Any vitamin supplement, if you take a couple of them, perhaps take a handful of vitamins, you're going to get an upset.
Yeah, or any drug
yeah.
For that matter. Some patients in the studies reported an increase in blood sugar. This is, you know, for the most part, not a major issue for most people. But again, the New England Journal of Medicine took this idea, took these reports, about a combination of time-release niacin and a drug, and basically left people with the feeling this applies to all types of niacin, and it doesn't.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. We'll continue with Jack Chalom, 790-2040, for your nutrition questions. We'll be right back with Jack.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. You know, I've written 36 books. One of my best, I think, is Have a New Kid by Friday. Hit the New York Times bestseller list. Maybe you'd like a new home by Friday. Maybe you're driven up the wall by bugs and the pests that Tucson, Arizona has. Hey, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Piro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, It is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month, we welcome to the program nutrition reporter Jack Chalom. And Jack is always good about taking any questions. 790-2040. Let's go to the live line. And Roberta is with us. Hi, Roberta.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to tell you my negative and positive experience with niacin.
Okay.
And I do not take any drugs whatsoever. And one time a chiropractor gave me a single niacin. He sold me 500 milligrams of niacin alone. And I flushed so bad and got so hot, I broke out into a rash, and I felt like I was going to pass out. Now, I am not healthy. I'm very ill to begin with. And I would have never done this on my own, but I had to get into a cold shower to bring down my body temperature.
Mm.
And but now I found on my own, I take a B-complex with 300 milligrams of niacin in it. And I have no problem with it whatsoever.
Wow.
Is it true that you really need to take the whole complex rather than a single one, and maybe 500 is maybe too much?
Good questions, Roberta. Thank you.
Yeah, very, very good questions. Most of the B-complex supplements out there, and multivitamins also, have the niacinamide form of the vitamin, which does not cause a flush. Your chiropractor should have warned you that the niacin would cause a flush. And one of the things I learned from really the pioneer researcher in niacin, researcher and practicing physician, was that you have to tell people to expect the flush. And it does feel like a massive allergy reaction. It's caused by the release of a substance called histamine, which is also involved in allergy reactions. It tends to go away in about an hour. And a lot of people actually find it very pleasing because it dilates the skin. It lets them feel warmer. I think in your case, you were very, very sensitive to it, and you ended up feeling so hot that you had to take a shower. And so people need to be aware before they take niacin. And then if you keep taking niacin every day, the flushing will decrease and eventually stop. And I've been taking niacin for years and years, and I never flush anymore, and I'm taking 2 grams a day, which
quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's the dose that was used in the study, except I'm taking real niacin, not the time-release form.
It's interesting, Roberta brought up the B-complex vitamins. That's your lead story in the Nutrition Reporter for the month of July, why it's so important to understand B-complex vitamins and something called epigenetics?
Yeah, this is one of the most fascinating aspects of the whole study of genetics. And we all know that we have about 20,000 genes in every cell in our bodies. And these basically control our hair color, eye color, you know, things of that sort.
Our predisposition to some disease.
Yeah, to some extent, but not all of that is actually genetic.
Okay.
Epigenetics is kind of like the software if we see our genes as the hardware. And epigenetics is something that changes on the fly, so to speak. It's influenced by environmental toxins. It's affected by certain nutrients. And epigenetics basically regulates what genes turn on and turn off, because we can't have them turning on all the time. One of the big players in epigenetic regulation of our genes is the B vitamins. Not niacin in this case, but folic acid is really kind of like the key player. Another B vitamin, choline, plays a role. And there have been a lot of animal studies showing the effects, and now actual people studies are starting to emerge. And what they're showing is if a woman is pregnant and not getting adequate B vitamins, this causes negative epigenetic changes in her fetus when the fetus becomes an infant. One of the recent studies really found that women who were taking adequate amounts of B vitamins, their offspring had a much lower risk of developing asthma. Now, let me sort of put a clearer focus on this. If you're eating the typical American diet, processed foods, convenience foods, things of that sort, you're not getting a lot of B vitamins. And I think this is probably one of the many factors that increases the risk of asthma. And this link between epigenetics and low B vitamins and asthma risk, this is brand new science. I mean, just published a couple of months ago.
790-2040 for a question for Jack Chalom. How much of the vitamin B complex do you recommend?
I look at the first three B vitamins, B1, B2, B3. And for an adult, I typically recommend taking a supplement with at least 20 milligrams, 20 mg of each of those three vitamins. I think most people can go safely up to 50 milligrams, but they can start with 20. And as I mentioned earlier, the B vitamins are involved in energy production. Niacin plays a central role in how our bodies convert food to energy. So one of the symptoms of B vitamin deficiencies is fatigue, lethargy, feeling tired all the time. It's not the only cause, but it's one of the potential causes.
Stress and chocolate. Here's a good one for you. If you like chocolate, another study has found that chocolate can have a positive impact on your lifestyle, especially when it comes to dealing with stress.
Yeah, you know, we chocolate lovers like studies like this. And this was a study, a people study, that put the subjects through a stressful experience that was a mock job interview, an arithmetic test. And the researchers measured levels of stress hormones. And what they found was without chocolate, these stress hormones went up. After people were allowed to have just a tiny bit of chocolate, they were put through another battery of tests. Their stress levels didn't go up. Their stress hormones did not go up as much.
It's a small amount of chocolate that takes care of that, too.
Yeah, yeah. And
like a square or two.
Exactly. And if you're concerned about blood sugar, as I think most of us should be, have that little piece of chocolate as a dessert after a meal, because the protein in the meal will buffer the effect of any sugar that's also in the chocolate.
Okay, Jack Chalom, where can we find the Nutrition Reporter?
NutritionReporter.com. I've got a bunch of free issues up there. I've got excerpts from my recent books. A lot of stuff that's free for the download.
And your photography, where can we see that? You've got a great...
Well, best great place would be on set. Facebook. Yeah. Look for Jack Chalom Photography on Facebook.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
And some of your photography is done over in New Mexico, and we thank Silver City and Grant County in the southwest corner of New Mexico for sponsoring the Buckmaster Show. And as Jack knows, the arts community of Silver City is great. The hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, the birding, the historic Cliff Dwellings National Monument. So much to see and do in historic Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. And great places to stay like Casitas de Gila Guest Houses, Faywood Hot Springs Resort, and Georgetown Cabins. You can find the complete list of great places to stay and very fun things to do by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, again, we have State Senator Steve Farley talking about the modern streetcar, which comes online 1 week from tomorrow. Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. Chris DeSimone in the Daily Double, 8 to 9. And then 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, a new local talk show here on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice, producer Rosemary Brandt, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.